This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defence preparedness. It has decided to organise the civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chief Secretaries of States through video conferencing on civil defence mock drill today. Our correspondent reports that the civil defence exercise is aimed to assess the operational efficacy and coordination of various civil defence measures. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and extended condolences to the families of the victims. He said that targeting civilians is unacceptable and those responsible must be brought to justice through credible lawful means. He told this to journalists at the UN headquarters in New York ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting to address rising tensions between India and Pakistan. Mr. Guterres assured that the United Nations is ready to support any initiative that fosters de-escalation, diplomacy, and a renewed commitment to peace.
I understand the raw feelings following the awful terror attack in Pahalgam on 22 April. I once again strongly condemn that attack and extend my condolences to the families of the victim. Targeting civilians is unacceptable, and those responsible must be brought to justice through credible lawful means.
The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite Kupwara, Baramulla, Poonch, Rajouri, Mendhar, Nowshera, Sundarbani, Akhnoor in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian troops responded promptly and proportionately. There were no reports of any casualties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Committee for the Appointment of CBI Director at Prime Minister's office in New Delhi yesterday. It was attended by Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi. During the meeting, the discussion took place about the appointment of the next CBI Director. The Government of India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto, where unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. Sources said that India has once again called on the Canadian authorities to act against anti-India elements who spread hatred and advocate extremism and separatist agenda. Punjab police and central agencies have recovered a large cache of arms and ammunition in a joint operation. Punjab Director General of Police Gaurav Yadav, in a social media post, said that the state special operations cell Amritsar, along with the central agency, recovered the weapons from a forested area near Tibba Nangal Kula Road. The cache includes rocket propellers, improvised explosive devices, and hand grenades. In United States, the Donald Trump administration has announced that it will pay illegal immigrants $1,000 plus their travel expenses if they leave voluntarily in an effort to step up its mass deportation. The domestic benchmark indices opened flat today following mixed global cues and geopolitical tensions. Sensex was down 11 points at 80,785 and Nifty was down 8 points at 24,452 in the opening trade. Selling was seen in the mid-cap and small cap stocks. Most Asian stock markets were trading in the green. Shanghai and Hong Kong were trading with gains as optimism over potential US-China trade talks boosted investors' in sentiment. IPL cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad was abandoned due to heavy rain at the innings break in Hyderabad last night. Both teams received 1 point, but Sunrisers Hyderabad was officially knocked out of playoff contention, while Delhi Capitals stayed fifth. Today, host Mumbai Indians will face Gujarat Titans at Wankhede Stadium, 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.